The following podcast is brought to you by Newfie EVP, Talking with the Dead in Newfoundland. Jump on Amazon.ca today and get your free sample of the best-selling ebook in Unexplained Mysteries.
It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters, and lore. East Coast Esoterica and so much more. If it's up to you, friend, it's on the up to Newfoundland.
Ghostly greetings from the oldest city in North America. I'm your host, John Mallard, bringing you the best in East Coast esoterica. You, my friends, have stumbled upon the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast for the month of November 2015. Well, Halloween is said and done. It's in the history books, so to speak. And I'm going to bring you guys a real special treat here tonight. Instead of, you know, my usual news portion and special guest, I've decided that it would be really, really cool if I took some of the wonderful things that went on over Halloween and actually put them right in my podcast. First and foremost, there's a short interview. There's actually a piece of an interview from the Living Heritage podcast. You know, Dale Gilbert Jarvis, of course, is a part of that. So is Tara Barrett. And it's actually two of my fellow ghost hunters, Carla Watson and Allison Bennett, who are around for the hunts and are a major part, of course, especially Carla. They're both a major part of the open ghost hunts that went on at Admiralty House on the 24th of October. Now, yesterday, which was Halloween, I actually did a live reveal and of the things we caught, but I'm sure there's many people out there who would have loved to have heard some of the weird things that we managed to capture as a group. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to play the short interview that Carl and Allison had on the Living Heritage podcast. Thank you, Dale Jarvis, for letting me use that audio file. And then after that, we'll take a short little commercial break, and then we'll jump right into the live reveal. I went ahead and I edited out a lot of it and shortened it up for you guys a little bit. So there you go. This month is going to be a very different podcast. You guys are going to hear a little bit about the history of Admiralty House and what's been going on, and then you guys are actually get a chance to hear some of the things we caught during our charity events, which were just two very successful events, I might add. We had a pay-to-go and ghost hunt kind of deal where the money was donated to charity, and then we had a food drive for the reveal. So we had just had a really wonderful time, and I'd like to thank everybody out there who was a part of that this week. It was just meant the world to me. And believe it or not, next time I'm going to be on this podcast, next time I'm going to be here, it's actually going to be a Christmas special. So that'll give you an idea how fast this year went. But anyhow, I thought we'd just take a little step back in time here and actually enjoy the live reveal. Thank you so much for being a part of this tonight, guys. Enjoy the show. I know it's going to be weird not to hear me say the paranormal news, but let's be honest. It's been nothing but paranormal news in your news feeds all week long, so this should be a real cool break. Enjoy the Living Heritage podcast for a few minutes, and then enjoy the live reveal at Admiralty House Museum. Take care.
A couple of other things that you mentioned were the haunting of Admiralty House. Now, is that like ghosts in...
Yes. Absolutely. So last night, or sorry, I should retract a little bit. Last month, we had John Mallard from the Life After Death Society, LADS, come in, and he did a paranormal investigation for us. And myself and Carla and one of our other workers at the museum were very lucky and were able to take part in this investigation. It was definitely probably one of the most unique experiences I've ever gone through. I'm sure you could probably say the same, Carla.
Yeah. A little bit spooky.
Yeah, but last night he actually presented his findings to the museum workers and the board and some members of the city as well. So we are proud to say that we have some hauntings on our hands.
And so can you describe what his paranormal, I guess, search was, or his, what was, what, What did you do when he came?
So the way John works is he's an electronic voice phenomenon individual, so that's what he uses. He uses a hacked radio called a spirit box that goes through frequencies at an accelerated rate. It's believed that ghosts or spirits or the paranormal operate on those frequencies, and so we pick those up. And so what you can do is you can actually have a conversation with spirits. He also does more traditional EVPs, and he sets a microphone and we just talk at it, and if anything comes through, we'll hear it later when he reviews it. They did some visual as well, taking pictures, having a GoPro camera, and he doesn't really believe in that, but, you know, for scientific purposes, he still did it. And so what happened was he came in and we did a sweep of the building to make sure that there was no... I guess electronic interference, no wires underneath the building, which we thought there would be. We were, you know, even though we were a wireless station, there were still grounding wires, but there was nothing. We were dead zone, which is good. No electrical work needs to be done on the building. But so he did a sweep, and then we went into our commanding officer's sitting room, and that room is actually an original room. That's where the commanding officer would have hung out, done any kind of reporting or entertaining. And it's set to look like it's 1916. We have a number of pieces from the rooms that they generously have on loan to us. And so it's set up like that. We went into the space. We started conducting spirit box sessions, and we were able to get a lot of stuff from there. We then moved over to the annex, which is another building on our grounds. And that was the site of our old transmitter building. Back in those days, it took a lot of power to kind of oomph out your messages, especially when you're going a long distance. And so one of those rooms was called the Spark Room, and there was actually only one casualty at the station during the war, and this was a guy by the name of Mr. Candy. That's all we know about him, based on a picture. And he was actually electrocuted in that Spark Room. The transmitter building burnt down in the early 90s, and they rebuilt the annex. So we went over to the annex to see if maybe we could have a chat with Mr. Candy, and we definitely got a few things that came through. So we have at least two or three spirits that are somewhere on Admiralty House premises. It's pretty cool.
And so have you guys, aside from, I guess, the paranormal activity with John, have you guys actually felt or seen or heard anything?
I haven't seen anything specific, but ever since I started working at the museum, you definitely feel like you're not alone when you're there. You always kind of want to look over your shoulder. But I know Carla and some of the other workers and volunteers at the museum have experienced particular happenings, I'll say. Mm-hmm. There was one account of a smell, something, I guess, like wood burning, which is quite interesting. There's another account of hearing Morse code. And you just recently had...
Scare of my life. I heard banging. Sometimes when I'm alone and it's really weird, it's usually right at like 5:30. Everyone's taken off for the day. I'm finishing something up and I'll hear a bang. I'll hear a movement. It scares the bejesus out of me, I tell you. So yeah, there's something. And I think the fact that we're starting to acknowledge it a little bit more is starting to come out, because there was talk of footsteps this past weekend. So.
And do you guys plan to, like, incorporate that in your programming at all? Or?
This Halloween's going to be something else, I can tell you that right now. We definitely want to try to get some haunted tours going on. We want to bring back the haunted house that people talk about so fondly in Mount Pearl. Everyone asks, are you doing that this year? Are you doing that this year? We have to do it this year. It's just a gimme now. And in the future, we'll see what we can't do to really make this pop.
And John Mallard has expressed great interest in coming back, so we're really looking forward to having him back and seeing if we can experience anything else through the spirit box.
This is fantastic.
Yeah, it's super cool.
It's great fun.
The Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal podcast does not accept donations. In lieu of this, the Stella Burry Foundation is a registered charity established in 2005 to secure financial support for the work of Stella's Circle. Learn more and please give generously at stellaburry.ca. And now, back to the show.
What it is you're looking for, right? So, remember how I made all those jokes about paranormal condom and stuff? I mean, I'm pretty sure I made all three of those, you know, ghosts aren't aware that we use that Faraday's cage for a reason, to block out radio noise and signals and stuff like that. When I was on the first investigation, remember how we heard coughing outside? Mm-hmm. And we like right away debunked it. We were like, you know what? It's got to be kids outside smoking a dry or something, because it was loud. We all heard it. I mean, most EVP that comes through is usually under 7 decibels, so it's very, very quiet. We wouldn't hear that in real time. So when I go back over stuff with my super awesome headphones on and the very mute, like, audio just jacked, that I actually get to hear that. But something really strange happened. I reviewed that audio to that point. There was actually 2 points, and we were like, oh, yeah, it's definitely hot. And it was in your investigation, because I remember we looked at you and were like, man, there's no way this. Well, here's the weird thing. We got it on recorder, but it didn't register a sound. So I'm going to show you that in Audacity right now. Really, really strange, right? The thing about it is, well, guys, it's a recorder. We should have sound. It happened twice, and I feel that when we look at that piece of audio, there's no spike. This right here, you're going to see, as people talking, that's an audio spike. Okay, so when you see that, that's basically vibration being picked up really quick. And when it gets picked up, you see it. You visually see this now, this audio that we're capturing, right? Remember, there's no one in the room but us. We all accounted for. There was 4 of us there at that point. We heard the cops, and we were like, you know what? There's somebody outside. We actually were going to like not even consider it to be paranormal, because we thought for sure it was somebody outside smoking a cigarette out in that little cubby, because the area of that room is very close to a place where, I guess if I was a teenager, I'd like to have a drink. So, or a smoke or whatever. The biggest thing I'm going to tell you, though, is it doesn't register a sound. That is really weird. It's got to be vibration of some sort, and it's got to be able to be picked up on a mic. The only other explanation is EMF. How is that possible? I don't know. So here's something that I thought for sure wasn't paranormal in the least. I digress. I'll let you guys see. You'll hear the cops and you'll see nothing. Like, it's really strange. Anyway. Did you just hear someone coughing or something? It was very quiet on a recorder. We caught it, though. But there's no capture. There's no spike. There's no audio spike. It's over the stuff that's already playing. So we should see something there. There should be like a little boop, boop, boop. There's what I'm trying to tell you. That spike should be there. The fact that it's not is really, really weird. And then we're looking for repeatable data. We want it to happen again. If it happens twice, it's so much more solid than if we just captured something randomly. Well, guess what? And you can hear me and I'm not sure it was Curtis or it was three of us talking. We're like, oh, I hear the cops again. And still laughing it off. Like it's nothing. Guess what?
We should have went outside and double checked.
Right? But here's the thing, now when I come back, I know that if I capture that on my recorder, like I'm gonna set off a camera out there now. Because it's gonna tamper with my evidence anyway. So luckily for me I had a couple of those running, right? Say if I do an hour long ghost box session, I'll throw my camera out there while I'm inside. So if anybody does happen to walk by with a cell phone on and is like, you know, putting on, I don't know, theme song from Sa or something on there, we'll know, right? But then we capture it again. This time it's a little louder. Once again, no spike.
Someone's coughing. Someone's coughing.
So that's, forgive me. Yeah, that's Melissa talking there, right? So we both looked at each other, and honestly, we did not think it's anything. But yet, it's not registering on my audio. What does that mean? It means really should have checked around that corner. Right? To me, it's the least convincing thing we caught because it can always still be. But why is it not spiking on my audio? I know audio pretty well. Like it should be going. Like you should see those little bumps. It should be wider and bigger, too, than what's on the spirit box, because it's baritone, right? Anyway, I digress. The next thing we had came through the spirit box with the Faraday's cage on it. Remember, the Faraday's cage is something that blocks radio signals. I demonstrated that to everybody, that it works. I put it on Coast 101.1. I think I tried to keep it all on the same station for everyone to see the same thing. And put it in the bag and close the bag and lay it on the table. When I did, there was nothing coming through that was radio, right? Thus, it shield all radio signals. I would like to think it would shield pretty much anything AM. That's what we were sweeping on. We don't sweep on FM for that reason, okay? The only other explanation I can give you, besides the fact that this might be paranormal, is if someone had a cell phone in that room, because cell phones seem to interact with that in a bad way. Once again, I'll let you listen to it. Another strange thing, too, is this is what I call a made communication. It's multiple word, audible to the ear, in direct response to a stimuli environment. Someone speaks, and suddenly we hear, there's somebody's little kid come through on the Faraday's cage. This was during our session. You have to listen real quick, carefully. It comes quick. There's no doubt about that. And then I slow it down, and you'll hear the little kid. So why don't you think about that for a second? Remember, this is jumping 10 stations per sweep. So when you hear, let's just count how many stations that came over. How did that play over 60 stations on AM? And the fun part is, it was in reverse sweep. How is that possible, right? Plus, it's in a Faraday's bag. It's inside that blocks radio noise. That is an awesome example of a spirit box EVP, in my opinion, because it has so many words, right? Are you coming with coffee for us?
No, this is hot apple cider.
Oh, can we have some?
We can talk about that after.
Okay. Okay, all right. Yeah. Oh, did you bring the ghost cookies this time? We had like 50 people show up the last time we did this, and she made ghost cookies, and they were wicked, but I never got to have one. You like my blue tie? Blue tie? Come on. Okay, so that was a weird one. But that wasn't all the one we caught, too. We caught another one a little while after. These are all in chronological order, by the way, so everyone's getting a feel. And I'm trying to remember myself, like, what investigation. Remember, this is still from the first investigation. The first two investigations were very active. This, the third one, kind of waiting on a little. Right. This is weird because, once again, something's going on with that spirit box. This actually interrupts the radio sweep. So when you see this, this is the real deal. When you look at this, you're going to see a difference in pattern, okay? And I'll show you what I mean. This is a breaking pattern of that spirit box. Do you see that audio? Looks all the same, and then all of a sudden, boom. All the same, and all of a sudden, boom. You're going to hear the spirit box actually stop sweeping.
Yeah, I remember that.
And we heard it, and Curtis called it while we were there, and he said, that was weird. Why did it stop midway? I was like, I don't know. And we just went on with the investigation, right? We actually get a decent audio sentence. It says, part of the problem. That's what I hear, anyway. Why don't you guys listen?
Not those origins in France?
When I listen back to this, I got these big, beautiful headphones on. It's a bit echoey. I hear problems, for sure. But to me, the words, as important as it is to know and document them, it's not as important to see how my device is being interrupted by something while it's in a spirit. I gotta come up with a better name than bag, Faraday's bag. I don't know, we'll call it something. Is it called the what?
Cage.
Cage, I like cage. Sounds scary, right? But, why is it being interrupted like that? It makes no sense. Like, it should be constant, go, go, go. If I turned it off during that playback, it might do that. But even then, I can't recreate that. So that's pretty cool. I love that. Plus, there's multiple words coming through. Starting to get a feel now for what's going on. That's a weird one, too. Now, the next ones, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to hear for the audio on this TV. I'm bummed about that. But I digress. We gotta play it. Now, we're gonna play a couple that are very quiet. This one here is the door closing softly, in my opinion. I believe we're all in the hall at this point. And this actually happens a little bit before the sob usually plays on your phone.
Melissa did say she heard something.
She did. She said, oh, someone, I personally, I thought someone might have knocked the wall. But positioning on the recorder was nowhere near where we were. So it happened down the hall, farther away, right? This one's quiet. I might have to play this one a few times. This is a true EVP, so it comes through. There's no catalyst. There's no things playing in the background. It's pretty just quiet, right? Tough to hear up here, right? I'm up next to this, it's tough to hear, right? It's a clicking noise. Now, remember the stuff I showed you in the first video, from the first video. What do we have? Those clicking noises, doors closing, stuff like that. It's repeatable now. Now I need to find out where the hell that's coming from. That's my next step, right? Proximity. But anyway, I'm going to let you listen to that one again. One more time. Weird,
right in the middle.
So, my thing is, there's only one person who could possibly be responsible for this, and that's Carla. Right? We were all in the room. We were all accountable for. There was no one down there. She was here. Unless Carla opened a door randomly during that investigation, we got no explanation for that bad noise. We really don't. I'm not going to hear a car door open if someone parked, like, unless someone, like, drove in the lawn and, like, opened up the car door or something. Like, we would have heard that, though, where we were, right? Once again, weird. Not to put you on the spot. I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm just saying, you are the only other explanation. You're, what do they call it? Is it Occam's Razor? Occam's Razor? Occam's Razor? If we use Occam's Razor, you're to blame. Because, you know, ghosts aren't real, right?
Right.
How do we capture that? My question. Repeatable data. That same sound was caught on the first ever investigation. Now we have it again on the second. I'm starting to see now a prettier picture. This is starting to look more and more like a residual haunting every time I come here. Because it's the same stuff, and it seems to be playing on a loop.
Can't break the road. Let me see what we got here.
This one here, like, once again, I'm not sold on this footstep because we were all in the hall and all it took was for someone to do this. But we weren't actually in the hall when this was caught. We were all sat in the room. So, go figure. This is now the next haunt, I believe. Or the end of the first one. I'll be able to tell you pretty quick.
All I want you to do is just listen. Let's see if you can actually hear anything.
I thought I already heard something.
I thought I did too.
Me too.
That's why I got excited. This is my way of saying
like
I
phone.
Heard something. Yes.
My problem with that is no one's talking. If we were in the room locking around at that point, how come I not hear any echoing of the footstep, right? What I'm going to do now is next time I come back, is get something that measures vibration. Am I just getting the sound of footsteps, or are they actually happening in the building? I'm sold on the idea that this stuff doesn't happen here. It happens somewhere else, and we capture it. So I'm thinking that we're not going to get much, but it still would be worth a shot. Because, once again, repeatable data, footsteps, is something we caught in the first investigation, right? I don't know if you're going to hear this one. I'm going to try. It just says pictures. Very quiet.
What keeps you here?
So that was during our EVP session that we were having, and that was you.
Oh, was it?
It was you. That's your voice.
Don't work on
that. Well, it's you. What keeps you here? That's a good question. I love that one, right? I'm telling you, he brought his paranormal mind with him when he came. What keeps you here is a great question to ask, right? But I want my two other investigators who were here on our first investigation to think back about a picture. Remember?
The one on the wall?
There was one on the wall. It was taken down. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, we turned our focus on that painting. Mm-hmm. Personally, I think it had to do with the fact that we heard weird stuff coming through our devices. And we said, okay, it has something to do with this picture, right? That's the only connection I can think of this. What keeps you here when it says picture? Well, I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of pictures here at Admiralty House. This is not giving us a very clear example as to maybe why this would happen. But once again, it's something for me to document. The fact that you got a real-time, true EVP in direct response to your question is like the bomb. There's people who try to go out there and do that for months and can't get one. So you should be very proud of that. I think I might let you listen to that one after we're done here, actually, with the headphones on. Because I think you're going to be able to hear a little clearer, and you'll go, oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, it's. I brought the good headphones. Because there's something I know people aren't going to be able to hear, and everyone can have a listen to whatever they want. Right? That EVP right there, it doesn't answer any of my questions. None. But now I'm going to be like, what's up with the pictures? What pictures? Can you tell me where to? Next investigation, I got a list of questions this long. There we go. Okay. Oh, man! We had so much fun with the color game. Do you guys remember the color game? You got the first one. He was one of the first. It was strange. For some reason, I changed direction of the room, and I think I made you go first, didn't I, during the color game? I think I did. I don't know why. Anyway, Jason got up and said his favorite color. Can you remember us doing that? Well, during the investigation, we got up, just to let you guys back here, I know you guys weren't here when we did it, we got up and asked, we said our name, we said our favorite color, and then we asked, whatever might be here, what's your favorite color? And then through the spirit box, we actually started getting colors coming through the radio. And like, once again, I'm not big on math, but what are the odds? Anyway, see if you can hear green on this one, okay? I believe it's Jason.
My name is Jason. My favorite color is burgundy. What's yours?
Clear, I get green for that thing. That's pretty clear, right? We heard that in real time. And the thing is, I never. You did. That's a good job. I came out and I was like, I never heard anything. For a jerk, right? The guy leading the investigation, I never heard nothing. What are you talking about? But that happened in real time. And we actually had a discussion about it before you got to ask questions. And we're like, pretty sure we heard green. I was like, I didn't really hear it, but I'll listen back and stuff. And then you got up. You got me too.
Oh.
We have a ghost with these colors. Here's the weird thing, okay? We're getting colors from the hallway, and then when we leave that room, we get noises in there. What do you notice? It's never in the room with us. It's always one step ahead. And that falls right back into the stories I heard about this place from you guys before I even showed up here. Doors closing. You're never there to see it happen, right? Why is that?
Maybe he's shy.
Who knows? But anyway, it was a loop capture, man. You should be proud of yourself for that one, definitely. It's not multiple word, but I can't think of anything more in direct response, right? Scarlet.
This was so clear.
Oh, my God. When this happened, the hairs in the back of my neck went, boom. That don't happen enough. I wish it happened more often. Probably because I've been at it for years, but. Why Scarlet played for the radio at that exact moment, I don't know.
My favorite
color is purple. Wow. When I heard that, like going over audio this week, I got up and I was like, yes! I was so happy because it's so good. It all happened on the same investigation, back to back, within minutes. Repeatable data intelligently communicated. So now, how is that a residual haunting? So now I got a residual haunting, and now I've got an intelligent haunting. all going on at the same time. I freaking love this place.
Now, Megan sat next to me, and she had, like, a burgundy, scarlety-type colored sweater on. So I don't know if...
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Whatever's here knows people's names. Knows them really good, and we'll talk more about that one in a minute. You might want to stay here, actually. Just let me know. But yeah, you want to hear that one more time, Ed Scarlet? I do.
Why does it keep repeating?
That's me. When I splice the audio,
okay.
I take it out of the audio recording, and I repeat it, and I turn it up, and sometimes I slow it down so you can hear it a little better.
Okay.
Now, I don't go in and interfere with anything. Like, I don't add or take away noise or anything like that. I could clean that up and make it just be scrolling, and that's all you hear. But I feel that kind of hurts the data. I see it done on ghost hunting shows, and I hate that. You know what? If there's a in the background, so be it. That's how that EVP came through, right? If you took a picture of a moose in the woods, and he was standing behind a tree, you still got a picture of a moose in the woods, don't you? Right? Are you really going to crop out the tree? No!
You're going to shoot him.
He's going to be the sausage. But, one more time. One more time.
My favorite color is purple.
I think the same voice.
And that was one of the beginning of the next. That's the weird thing about this. Remember that voice, because guess what? Facebook to see if you get into these hot debates with people who think they know what paranormal investigation is. It's actually worth a look. I had a guy this week do it. A guy who invited me to a book signing who has me as special guest, and he's like, I hate paranormal, but I need you. Right? He's like, super skeptical guy, yet he believes in Bigfoot. I'm like, how does this work? But you need to be able to defend yourself against these critics. Right? I love a good skeptic. I am one. It's the critics you're gonna watch us. But anyway, that is very hard to debunk, man. That's two very solid, intelligent responses on the same investigation within, like, I believe it was 7 minutes. Build time. This is my Bible. Let me see here.
It's not even that, because it was Jason and you and you and me, so it was like one person between it was you.
Yeah, so there wasn't a whole lot missing, right? Where are my notes? Oh, that wasn't very smart. I put them behind the last investigation. That wasn't very smart. Okay, so green came through at 1:51:59. So an hour, 51 minutes, 59 seconds. And scarlet came through at 1 hour, 52 minutes, and 18 seconds. So within a minute. Very close to each other. Okay? Yeah, so there you go. Very close. It's less than a minute. It's not long enough to run through all the stations on AM bandwidth, so it can't be coming from the same station either. I can prove it. Let me see. My home. Random. No reason why it's there.
Can you say wireless station?
My home is Admiralty House. I mean, to me, it makes sense. I like the fact that it's two words, and there's like quite a few breaks in the station when it comes through, so it's different, that's for sure. We never heard that in our first investigation, and we never heard it during the second. We never heard that. That was caught. I went back on the audio, and I just caught that. Weird.
What was the question?
I had asked it to
say. Can you say wireless station?
Can you say wireless station? My home. Makes you wonder, you know, is he saying my home as in passing? He hears what you're saying, he's talking to somebody else. Can you say wireless station? It's my home. Or is he saying, can you say wireless station? This is my home. Right? How is that coming through and why? What gets me the most is that pretty much every Spirit Box EVP we got here sounds like a guy who died on the grounds.
Mr. Candy.
Is he of the male persuasion?
As far as we know.
As far as we know.
I tell you.
Another random one. This one won't make the book because it's only one word. It's not an intelligent response, but anytime I hear the word ghost or spirit come over the radio, it's still pretty cool, so I'll let you guys listen. Personally, I'm not convinced of this one, but it does say spirit. Drop the S word and POCN, they would be, well, first they get fine. I know on Oz they are immediately gone, but I know on BOCN, which would be AM. Am I right? BOCN is AM, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes. BOCN, I know that it's a big no-no. You can't curse on air. Anybody here work in radio? Have worked on radio? Yeah. We can't curse. Bad idea. It's the best way to get yourself out of the captain's chair. So, why are we capturing a curse word, very audible curse word, and guess what? It's that same voice again. So now he's got a potty mouth. Dare me. That's going to be like my cell phone ringer. Once again, doesn't fit the criteria of what I would call a made communication, but it's kind of not supposed to be on the radio.
What's he saying afterwards? It sounds like there's a few words.
That's us talking in the background.
Okay.
So we're talking, and this thing comes out, says this in the hall while the spirit box is rolling. So this actually, I think this is during the third investigation. I think. So we got curse words.
I thought it sounded like my name.
Jared.
No?
Definitely
not. Oh, yeah.
Ah, no spirit box one.
I'm Andy.
I was not convinced by this one, but at the same time, I know the fellow passed away, his last name is Candy, and it sounds an awful lot like that. But then I listened back to it so many times, I'm like, you know what? There's no way that's saying Candy. It's Andy. And if his name was Andy Candy, his parents are cruel. Now, his name was Andrew Candy, and everyone called him Andy. Who knows, right? I'm not a historian. Find out that guy's first name. Maybe he's bearded around the neck. That's just what it is.
You let us all know you're here by telling us your name.
So it sounds female. Or kitty. Favorite part of that is it sounds like a name, and it's right after I asked, tell us your name.
That never happens.
Never. Ever. Weird. Just weird, man.
It sounded like Kitty, to me, and there was actually a lady who was on the SS floor, though, by the name of Kitty. Yeah, she didn't die, not until much later, but she was the only female survivor.
Really? Yeah. Interesting. Thank you for fanning the flames of what this could possibly be.
No problem.
This is all your fault. she doesn't know what's coming. Okay. Oh, Windows 8.1, man. It was even worse for paranormal research. Just to let you know. Sucks all that crap for. Okay. This is a Spirit Box one. It fits the criteria of me. It's just really weird. Once again, you calling out to me. In a Newfoundland accent. You calling out to me? Multiple word, that's for sure. You calling out to me, I suppose we are. This came, I think it was, I'll have my movie, because I can actually cross-reference and tell you. This actually came through.
I gotta go.
You gotta go?
Yeah.
We got your stuff in. You get to hear everything. Tell her about...
That was cool.
take care of yourself, buddy. I'm Andy, we think is what it is, came through at 3:11:30. And you calling out to me came through at 3:12:24. So about a minute and a half later. You calling out to me? Sounds like a woman, not a lady.
You calling out to me?
So before I play the next one, I want to just quickly revisit my audio from last time. One of the last EVPs I played, actually, was Our Home Was Burned. This, I found out, was actually linked to Ann Pearl. Ann Pearl's home did burn down shortly after her husband passed away. I did not know that until I presented it. John Rich himself took me outside and was like, read this placard. He's like, good God, and walked away. He thought that was great. Right? Because I'm just standing there dumbfounded, like, what? We had no idea. So to hear anything about a home being burned down was something that was a big objective on this investigation, right? So here's the one from the first investigation. Our home was burned.
Our home was burned. Our home was burned.
Let me tell you something. What you get from that, though, is really interesting, is nobody knows how that fire was set. Our home was burned?
That person burned it?
No. Might be the reason why they're hanging around. My opinion, I got more questions. But, you know. Burnt my home came through during our investigation, our third one.
We got a different spirit box right now.
So, multiple. It's pretty hard to hear on this thing, not gonna lie. But it's there. Listen to this one a couple of times, you might hear it better. I found it. So burnt my home. Yeah. We got one more. No reason. No reason at all. Recorded by itself. The investigation is over. We're cleaning up. We're all down here packing up, getting ready to go. I still have a recorder going in the room, and it says chainsaw. True EVP. No those spots, just randomly. Why? Shouldn't be there. The only other explanation is somebody is outside and they're saying chainsaw up on the wall. Either way, we should probably be creeped out. So there you have it. That's what we found. So where does this bring us to? Well, it brings me to a really important place in my investigation of this place. Those are two preliminary investigations done and out of the way. I got an idea where the activity is happening. I got an idea of why it might be happening and the people involved. There's a lot of information I can draw from those two investigations. Okay? It's funny. The one thing we didn't hear was the ghost story that surrounds this place. We didn't hear anything about a horse riding through the grounds. But I haven't investigated out there yet. Either, so maybe I'll bring some carrots and some hay. But I want you guys to know there's a future here with the investigations, because I got a hunch I'm probably going to do two investigations and get nothing here. I got a hunch. It happens to me every time. I investigated Cave Spirit 21 times. 9 times there was activity down there. It's got, I don't know why, it's got to do with the stimuli in the environment and what's going on in this place. And personally, it might be on a clock, ticking at a different time. We don't hear doors close, open, stuff like that all the time here, right? It's definitely going on here on Saturday. We got that figured out. And because of this, I got an idea that it might be happening between those later hours. Is there things happening here? 4:00 in the morning when no one's around? I would believe 100%. What's the next step in this investigation for me? Well, to lock the door with me in here by myself with all my gear running and be very quiet and see what we can do, right? There's definitely going to be a book written about this. I got enough already with you guys alone, and don't worry, I won't use your names. You want royalties then. But the main thing is to tell you that it was very, very important to have more than just my eyes and ears on this place. To have things happen live and think they happened and then to go home and plug my headphones in and hear that and record it and be able to present it to you guys today, I think that speaks volumes of the quality of investigation we had. We did a wicked job. I'm telling you right now, there's people on TV who never did a good enough job. and it happens all the time. You know who they are. I haven't got to say anything. You know that what we did in that room was legit. We did our best to debunk, to the point where we're even saying stuff that wasn't registered as sound outside is, you know, fake or somebody else outside. One thing I will say, the continuation of the investigations is where I'm headed to now, right? I gotta go by my lonesome. But how do you guys feel about doing this again next year? Yeah? You know what I want to see? All these seats full next Halloween. That's what I want to see, right? And word's getting out, too, about what I do. This is going to start happening in different heritage spots all over Newfoundland. Like, I want an excuse to drive to Cornerbrook and go hang out in Cornerbrook with my friend Jeff and all those guys, because they're awesome. But I would love to be able to do this in more places, so I'll ask one more time. What can I do to make this better for you guys? Everyone was a part of the investigation. It was very short. I did that on purpose. Do you guys think it was cool to have a shorter investigation and see if we can get repeated data? Or would you like to come back and maybe do a longer one next time? What do you guys feel would be suitable? I know we're thinking a year from now. Right?
Well, just from my experience where I was at the first one, and then the shorter one didn't feel like a whole lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I'm a little biased because I've experienced, like, we did a 3-hour one.
Which is still incredibly short.
Yeah.
Right? Ideally, we'd stay here for like a whole night.
Sleepover.
Oh, man. Well, we had this idea where we'd have wine and spirits, where we just drink wine and use the ghost box, but that didn't fly.
Sorry, no liquor license.
Yeah, but, you know, it's interesting, though, that I want you guys to understand there's going to be a continuation. This isn't over. This is only the beginning, and you guys were part of that. You know, it's funny. I've been at this now close. Oh my god. This is my 4th year anniversary tonight.
Oh,
I didn't even freaking realize that. Wow. that was fast. Yeah, I didn't realize that. I was, let's say 3 years, and I was like, wait a second, no, it's Halloween night, because we officially formed it on Halloween night. Wow. One thing I can remember very, very clearly was when I first started doing this with my friend Rob, we got involved with another very popular paranormal investigation team at the time. And I did my best to portray Rob well, and he did his best to portray me well. We did everything we could to get into this team because we wanted to learn. I know they've been around for 10 years. We wanted to learn. And I can remember the day that my good ghost hunting buddy came to me and said, they want me and not you. And I was like, why? Oh my God. Like, first off, everyone's got an ego, right? I was like, how dare that? Not me? Right? I was like, it ate at me for a week. I was like, you know what? I'm going to message the person in charge. Like, listen, man, just tell me why. Like, did I say something wrong? Did I not dress appropriately? Like, is there even criteria to be a ghost hunter? Because guess what? Big secret, guys. You're all ghost hunters now. There is no school. Anybody can do it. And the person looked at me and said, there's nothing special about you. There's nothing you can bring to our team. We don't want you. And I thought about that, and I sat on that for the last, like, 4 years. Yeah, it's heartbreaking, man. You see how much I love this stuff, right? What can I do? I'm going to do the exact opposite. I'm going to take everybody. I'm going to call it life after death society, because I think we live in one. I'm going to bring everyone with me, and everyone can be a ghost hunter, because you're all very special to me. But you're all very special, period. And each one of you guys is an awesome investigator. I got proof of that, at least, last Saturday, right? Let that rattle around your brain. And know, too, I am not this guy who doesn't want to see ghost hunting teams crop up all over Newfoundland. If you got an interest in this, and you want to go to Walmart and spend $25 on a recorder, yeah, I probably wouldn't go jump into the spirit box just yet. Because they're like $100, maybe even $200 these days. They're very rare. I had to fix two of mine. Anyways, I'm rambling. If you guys want to start an investigation team, your own, start it. You already got an audio guy. I'm there, man. 100%. Okay? Keep that in mind. There's going to be a book written about this stuff. All I ask in return for my hard labor this week is that when I do write this book, help me blow it up. I want Flanker Press to know me and to know that book. And when I pass it in and say, there's going to be a pile of people who want to buy this.
Help me that way. Ways you can support me. Obviously, being here today was huge. I'm not getting paid to do this.
And then raising funds for SPAN.
If you want to support me and my work, I wrote a book called Newfie EVP, Talking with the Dead in Newfoundland. It's $3 on Amazon. It's an e-book. You can read it on the toilet. You don't have to, but that's where I do most of my reading.
Hi, Brandon. You can do it on your iPad, computer, anything you want, whatever you're comfortable with. Personally, I like my phone because I can read it. I've read many other people's books now. It's there. It's a bestseller. Awesome book. Check it out. Until then, have a happy Halloween. I hope at least one of these here today made you go, huh?
That was my mission in life today. If you would like a copy of the things I've captured, okay, or you would like something to keep yourselves, I'm an email away. Look me up. My website, www.lifeventuresociety.com. All my information's there. Good old Claude made sure of that. And you can jump on there anytime you want and drop me a message. If you want to go on a ghost hunt, I'm there. Do me a favor. Take a bunch of pictures of all of us together. Throw them on Facebook. Spread the word about lads. And have a great night. Okay? Thank you so much for coming. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, the time to say goodbye is upon us. But don't worry, you can keep track of the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast very easily. It's available on Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, and TuneIn Radio. Just look for the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast banner. Of course, if you'd like to keep up to date, you can always check out the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast Facebook page, drop a like, and every single time a new show goes up, you'll be notified. You can also follow me, John Mallard, on Twitter, at ODDTONFLD. That's Odd to Newfoundland. Get your latest news on the podcast as well as the ever popular parajoke of the day. From the oldest city in North America, I bid you adieu from the Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast.